said they never even reviewed my social media, let alone had a specific tweet to point to. And you can verify that in that their initial statement to the Associated Press said that, said we hadn't reviewed anything. And now, after drawing a lot of fire, they decided to point to something. The second thing I'll say before I get to the human rights issue is that the idea that as a public company CEO, I'm just tweeting willy-nilly things that are not verifiable is just farcical and laughable. So it's an embarrassing position for the university to take. The third, though, and the most important of these, is how morally bankrupt can you be to read that tweet and have your concern be the content of the tweet rather than the accusations in it. And the fact that Palestinians are systemically not believed, despite the overwhelming evidence, as I talked about, in this false equivalency dynamic of rape, murder, prosecution. I mean, we are talking, forget the genocide in Gaza. Forget the terrorism in the West Bank. Save the Children, one of the most prominent organizations in the world, says that half of the children abducted by Israel are sexually assaulted. What are we talking about? Like, how is this still a dialogue in this country? And this is maybe the most disturbing thing I have ever heard.
5 seconds.
Yeah. Sorry, this is the most disturbing thing I have ever heard with respect to this sexual assault by animals.
I thank you for being with us, Rami Elghandour, biotech entrepreneur, scheduled to deliver a graduation address at Rutgers, but his invitation was canceled. He's executive producer of the Oscar-nominated film, The Voice of Hind Rajab. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks for joining us.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program were those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to CJAUN on your FM dial, transmitting at 1200 watts, right here
in Winnipeg.
You are the music wild, the music lasts. Beginning transmission.
Check out Winnipeg's newest vegan cafe and bookstore, Time Cafe and Books. Time Cafe and Books is a family-run business that offers all plant-based food, used books, in-house baking, and delicious drinks such as tea, coffee, and smoothies. Located at 268 Taché Avenue, Time Cafe is open Tuesdays to Fridays from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. On Saturday, they have a 50% off some deli and baking items between 5 to 6 p.m. And they also have a pay-it-forward board for you to support your fellow community members. Make sure to try their famous Southern Fried Tofu Sandwich and fresh-baked chocolate chip cookies. Give them a call at 204-233-0441 to place an order for pickup today.
Kyler, Weekly Weiler's Weiler Report here. And folks, welcome back. As always, I got a question for you. You ever have someone you grew up with, you know, someone you know really well, and they move away? I was thinking about this the other day, because somebody I didn't know or haven't known for a while, but I knew very well in my childhood, moved away, and I met them or I saw pictures of them recently, and they're completely different, but there's still a part in there that I recognize. So this is actually how I feel about today's episode, because we're going to be talking about the 1980s and music from that time around the world. Because there's so much different, but there's a lot of similarity in that different. So let's realize, let's take a listen. As we jump into our first track here, I'll give you the name in a second, but I want you to listen first. It's a French track from the 1980s. Let's take a listen.
Un peu spécial, elle est célibataire, le visage pâle, les cheveux en arrière, et j'aime ça. Elle se dessine sous des jupes fendues, et je devine des histoires défendues, c'est comme ça. Tellement si belle quand elle sort. Tellement si belle, je l'aime tellement si fort. Elle a les yeux revolvers, elle a le regard qui tue, Elle a tiré la première, m'a touché, c'est foutu. Elle a les yeux revolver, elle a le regard qui tue. Elle a tiré la première, elle m'a touché, c'est foutu. Un peu largué, un peu seul sur la terre, les mains tendues, les cheveux en arrière, et j'aime ça. À faire l'amour sur des malentendus, on vit toujours des moments défendus, c'est comme ça. Tellement si femme quand elle mord. Tellement si femme, je l'aime tellement si fort. Elle a les yeux revolver, elle a le regard qui tue. Elle a tiré la première, m'a touché, c'est foutu. Elle a les yeux revolver, elle a le regard qui tue. Elle a tiré la première, elle m'a touché, c'est foutu. Son corps s'achève sous des draps inconnus, et moi je rêve de gestes défendus, c'est comme ça. Un peu spécial, elle est célibataire, le visage pâle, les cheveux en arrière, et j'aime ça. Tellement si femme quand elle dort. Tellement si belle, je l'aime tellement si fort. Elle a les yeux revolver, elle a le regard qui tue. Elle a tiré la première, m'a touché, c'est foutu. Elle a les yeux revolver, elle a le regard qui tue. Elle a tiré la première, elle m'a touché, c'est foutu.
All right. And that was Elle et Lieux Revolver by Marc Lavoine, of course, from the 1980s.
Wow.
And that gave me a little bit of a Billy Idol vibe.
Yeah,
what do you think?
I could hear that. He definitely was listening to him in the 80s. So.
Right. Can you give me a reference? What kind of song do you think? Because I can't put my finger on it.
It's the something about my eyes or...
Oh, Eyes Without a Face.
Mm.
It's 100% that song.
Yeah.
It's 100% that song. I don't know what it is, but this one's in French.
Oui, oui.
I think he does use French in the... Hold on. There's the connection. I see the through line. I got my billboard up and I got my string, my yarn, and I'm putting the pins in them.
It's all adding up.
It's all connected.
What's next here?
What's next? Yugoslavian synth pop.
Wow.
It's a pretty good band. I can't pronounce the name of the song because it's in another language.
Hmm.
But I will say it is in, the English translation of this is Detective Story.
Hmm.
What's the band name?
Something about Video Sex?
Oh! Off the album Video Sex 84?
Hmm.
Must be. Let's take a listen. Ještě včerašní rád, ty štěvlavý strach.
deve c'era smaci. Ancora una dice attacco liepo, sbucci ma attacco liepo poi. Barska musica e torni usci.
Sì, slovo deve c'era smaci.
Život na tijelo leži mi. Trenuta kasnije, osmijeh na njenom licu, dok rukama u frižideru dodaje još dvije ruke.
A detektivi traže i traže, novine pišu o njoj. A detektivi traže i traže, pa si te ljudi, ona je tu. A detektivi traže i traže, novine pišu o njoj. On it too.
They UMFM, were listening.
101.5, Weekly Wilers, UMFM. I am Kyler, also known as Big K. You can call me anytime. And who am I joined by?
By Noah.
Noah?
Yeah.
Noah. Noah? No.
Oh.
I don't know where I was going with this.
No, you're good. Yeah. Hey, those guys were listening to some ABBA. Ugh. You could tell.
Yeah. It really had the kind of dance pop. It was synth pop, right?
Yeah.
So they were dancing. They were grooving. They were schmooving. And, of course, that was from Yugoslavia.
Mm.
Doesn't exist anymore.
No.
So that was music from a country that doesn't exist anymore.
Can't get it anywhere else.
Let me tell you, historically, pretty good sounding, at least.
Yeah.
So
should have kept the country.
Yeah, I mean... Something about history.
Yeah.
Look, I play music. I'm not a history guy.
Different radio show.
Yeah. Go check out another radio show, but not right now.
No.
Because you're listening to the wildest show on that gosh darn radio.
Mm.
This is your Weekly Wilers, Monday, 1 p.m. Thank you. Can we get some golf claps? All right. What do we got coming up next, Noah?
Oh, we got Matrahak B.I.B. by Mahida El Rumi. Where's that coming from?
Well, it's coming straight. It's in Arabic, first of all, but it's coming from Lebanon. Lebanon. So let's take a listen. I'm only going to play a little bit for you, though, because it's a pretty long song.
بيعبي مطرحك بقلبي خبرني يا حبي
All right, we're back, and I'm going to not lie to you folks. I'm not going to lie. I really put that in because of the intro. I just really like the intro to that one. All-timer intro right there. Of course, that was in Arabic, Lamadan. He uses 80s instruments, and we all know those instruments, mm-hmm. but it sonically just sounds so different.
Right.
It's so similar, but so different. Mm-hmm. I think there's some power in that. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
What did you think?
I thought it was really cool. You know, they were doing some creative synth stuff, kind of still kept their true to their origins, they were very much 80s still.
Yeah, man. So we move into our next track?
Yeah, I think let's listen to some Ouda.
Ouda.
By Hamid Al-Sheri.
All right, let's take a listen, folks.
المجاري بتتداوى ولا عيونك بترسمني
Beautiful, beautiful. And who was that again?
That was Hamid El-Sheri.
Oh, and you liked another song of his?
I'm a big fan of him. Yeah, he has some bangers. He's got another song, Ayona.
Ayona.
Banger.
Banger. So he's Libyan and he's Egyptian, speaking Arabic in that one. Hmm. Really interesting. And I just feel like this is, and I might be crazy, a few steps away from the making of Tame Impala's The Less I Know The Better.
What?
No, okay. I think it's the singing. I don't know what. It's just in my brain. So bear with me here.
I can see it.
Okay. We're going to jump into a whole different continent, a whole different language now. Any guesses to which language?
Español.
Oh, ¿dónde está español? Where is Spanish? Yes, you're right. And I will say, before we get into this, let me preface. Let me be clear. I think Spanish-speaking music in the 80s gives English-speaking music in the 80s a run for its money. I don't think it beats it, but it comes pretty gosh darn close.
We'll have to find out.
So let's listen to Bambaleo by Gypsy Kings, coming out of Spain. Here we go.
Ese amor llega sin esta manera, no tiene la culpa. Caballo le dan sabana, porque muy despreciado, por eso no te perdono llorar. Ese amor llega sin esta manera, no tiene la culpa. Amor de compraventa, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven. Tú eres mi vida, la fortuna del destino. El destino del desamparado. Lo mismo ya callé, lo mismo soy yo. No te encuentro alabando. Eres posible, no te encuentro de verdad. Por eso un día no cuento si de nada. Lo mismo ya callé.
Bambaleo, as you would say. That was, of course, the Gypsy Kings. Not actually an original song from the 80s. Came out in the 30s, but most popularly covered and sung and remembered for the Gypsy Kings cover in the 1980s.
Right.
Pretty good. Flamenco style, coming out of Spain. And you want to guess where the band might have formed? It's pretty obvious.
I would hope Spain, right?
France. Anyways, folks, that is our first Spanish song of the day. You want to listen to another one?
You know, yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. Let's jump into Mexico. We have La Bamba by Los Lobos. Let's take a listen. And are you feeling La Bamba today?
I'm feeling La Bamba.
Necesito le culpa de gracias. Hey.
Okay.
You know the feeling when you're in a circle and someone comes up to you and starts going A? They go, hey. I feel like you could do that to anybody and it would start making them pull out everything out of their arsenal.
Right.
Right? Like, you'd be like 80 and you go up to them and go, hey. And he starts hitting that.
Right.
He starts schmoving.
You find out he knows the Dougie.
Look, man. I ain't lying, because if I was lying, I'd have wings, because I'd be flying. So, and I ain't flying. So, let's jump into our next track. Another Spanish track. La Mura Verde. La Murala. Of course, feminine. La.
Mm-hmm.
Murala. Ooh. Means the green wall.
Ooh.
The green wall. And this is by an Argentinian band. And it's alternative rock, 1986. But also, in 2022... This was, at least in August, the most listened to Argentinian rock song on Spotify.
Damn.
Yeah.
It's got to be good then.
Let's take a listen to the English translation, The Green Wall.
Pero como el amor de ayer vuelve a desaparecer.
UMFM 101.5. This is your weekly Wyler speaking. Come in, Noah.
Hey, hey. Hello, hello.
Noah, we can hear you wide and clear. Actually, a little bit too loud. Folks, we have some more Spanish music for you from the 1980s.
Sí.
Sí, sí, señor. Man, my man. Mi hombre. We have song number 8 coming up. And song number 8 is a very special one to Noah.
Hmm.
It's a love song.
By Lalo?
By Lalo? Lalo Rodriguez?
What's he going to say to me?
What? I did hear he wrote this for you, so let's just dive in.
Oh.
Without further ado. You couldn't hear us speaking. I didn't turn the mics on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, folks, we had a... This was one of the best bits we've ever ran. And you'll never get to hear it.
They'll never know.
But you might be able to hear the next one if you tune in. 1 p.m. on Mondays. Every Monday. Weekly Wilers.
That's right.
UMFM 101.5. The wildest show on that gosh darn radio. Mm. So, who was this?
That was Lalo Rodriguez.
Ooh, Lala Rodriguez.
You hear the passion in his voice.
Right. It really does show you the difference between English and Spanish love songs. Because in English love songs, as we would know, they, you know, oh, I want to take you on a date. You're so cute. Mm. That's me singing.
Right.
And in Spanish love songs, it's, if you aren't with me, I'm going to die 1,000 deaths on an island alone. And it's going to be my fault because I wasn't good enough for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They meant that.
They meant, he said it with his chest.
Yeah.
You know, Lalo never lets down.
No.
It's the Rodriguez in him. Of course. So let's jump into North America. The upper part of North America now.
Yeah.
We have Working for the Weekend by Loverboy. Let's take a listen. This is your 1980s rewind. Show. Welcome back, folks. UMFM 101.5. That was Working for the Weekend as we dive through the 80s in different languages, and we're about to conclude with our home stretch of English songs, which I will say, and you can fight me on this.
Hmm.
We can go outside right now.
Okay.
I think English music took the crown for the 1980s.
They might have. They kind of like inspired everyone, so.
Yeah, maybe. I think.
We weren't there.
Yeah, well, you can ask me. How old do you think I am? You know the 80s was 40 years ago?
Did you know the 90s was 80 years ago?
Holy smokes, I'm getting old. I gotta get a mortgage. I gotta have kids. Anyways, superstitious feeling, Harley Quinn, big Canadian, big Winnipeg. Take a listen. All you tuning in right now, Mr. Noah just hit the craziest of shots with a paper towel into the garbage can.
As I threw that shot, though, I saw a black cat run by the studio.
Whoa. That might get you feeling
superstitious.
That must be a critical situation to be in. Folks, I get to tell you about one of my favorite bands, especially from the 1980s. Mm. Platinum Blondes, Situation Critical, the song I first heard on the radio.
Wow.
And got me into this little niche 80s new wave synth band from Toronto.
Toronto.
So let's take a listen to Situation Critical, Alien Shores, Forever.
We'll be right back.
bam. The greatest suits in the game, platinum blondes, I will say.
Mm.
And they were actually platinum blondes.
Yeah.
At least for the time when they released the album. When I saw them, I don't think they were all blonde.
They're probably platinum gray now.
Yeah. Old 80s was 40 years ago. Which means Bohemian Rhapsody is 50 years ago.
Yikes.
That's half a century. Not to make you guys feel old. Sorry. Time just works like that. I'm getting pretty old too. I'm starting to refer to things with the suffix or the pretext, I think. Mm. The Nintendo. I'm not even calling it the game. I'm calling it the brand name. Yeah, where's the Google? Can somebody bring me the Tyler Creator?
Mm.
Look, you had the in front of it. It just makes it so much more fun.
It does. It makes it sound professional.
The UMFM 101.5, the Weekly Wilers. We have another Toronto, Niagara Falls, actually, band coming up. What might it be?
Let's get into some Honeymoon Suites. Some Burning Love. Oh,
Burning Love. Some hunka burning. No, that's the wrong song.
Still, a lonely man burning in love. I'm still, a lonely man burning in love. I'm still,
No, come back, folks. We're back.
We're so back.
But we're not burning in love.
No.
This is a platonic thing. It's a working relationship.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
So, we're ending off here.
Yeah.
I know.
It's a great show. I feel like I'm in the 80s.
Yeah? You feel 80?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. One day, people born in the 80s will be 80.
Yeah.
And then we'll be like, wow, isn't that funny?
We'll still be pretty old, too, though.
Fair. How long do you think you're going to live?
Forever. I'm going to figure it out.
Yeah. And I think that's where we're ending this with, folks. Remember, today's theme, 80s around the world. But really, I wanted to say, realize that even if people are different, there's still some similarities there. So there's still some relationships, some talking. Mm. People aren't so scary. Things are that are so different always aren't so different. You can relate. It's the human experience. Anyways, enough with me yapping. Let's end it here. Thank you for listening to the Weekly Wilers. This has been your Wiler Report. I'm Kyler, also known as Kay, and I'm joined by
Noah,
also known as Nyler. And have yourself a good one. Keep on wiling in that free world, and take care.
Peace.
Located in Unit 201 at 1109 Henderson Highway, Planet of Sound is 100% Manitoba-owned and proudly independent, your top-notch source for new and used music, video games, and movies. With more than 16 years in the business, Planet of Sound specializes in helping you find that special item to round out your collection. Open Monday through Friday from noon until 8 p.m., Saturdays from 11 until 6 p.m. Visit Planet of Sound today and check out our large assortment of compact discs, vinyl, DVDs, Blu-rays, video games, apparel, collectibles, and more. Planet of Sound, Unit 201 at 1109 Henderson Highway. Purveyors of great music and good times since the year 2000.
The annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival is back June 17th to 21st. Presented by Service Credit Union, experience 5 days of music, comedy, art, and much more in diverse venues across Calgary, Alberta. Joining Sled Island's previously announced guest curator, Clipping, is English chamber folk ensemble Black Country New Road, revered Canadian pop project Homeshake, renowned abstract rapper Billy Woods, LA synth-punk Sextile, fuzzy indie rock outfit Feeble Little Horse, outlandish egg-punk group Snooper, lo-fi post-punk duo Sweeping Promises, New York-based ambient pioneer Laraji, genre-bending dream pop artist Salami Rose Joe Lewis, and many more. Plus, there's over 150 more artists still to be announced. Check out the current lineup and get your passes and tickets at sledisland.com.
Hello and welcome to NLA. I'm your host, Pierre. And let's get started with our first song of the hour. It is The Red Apple by Hemlock Springs.
At first glance, devilry will abide. So fierce a reverie soothe the eyes. I tremble, knowing who to confide. I call on El Shaddai. I hear him softly speak through my mind. Within purity of you. So fierce of reverence.